Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. So as they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Well, hello and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with your host, me, Matt DeFrancesco. And hey, you know what? I just came back. I was at Collision Conference in Northeast 2022, which was a great turnout. Lots of shop owners, lots of vendors, lots of new innovations that are out there. So, you know, I encourage everybody to, you know, get out there and start to see, as this industry changes, what's available out there. So, and, you know, one of the things, and this is going to be our topic today, it's kind of a, I think for a lot of business owners, and especially in the collision industry, it's a dirty word and it's marketing. I mean, nobody ever really wants to do it. And, but it's a necessity. And I know I've actually kind of fought it even in my practice, but since I've made the investment into it, I think it's reaped huge dividends. And so, and I want to have probably the rock star in the collision industry in marketing as my guest today. So it's Mickey Wood. So Mickey, she's a marketing and a business growth strategist for the collision industry. She was a foreigner shop owner, so she understands a lot of the nuances and understands a lot of information out there, especially from marketing firms that are trying to push their services to the collision industry, but may not completely understand what that industry is like. So her firm's Mickey Woods Marketing utilizes a lot of the modern marketing tools to help shops accelerate their growth. And she boasts that her clients average 5 to 20 new cars per week. Is that true, Mickey?
Yes.
Oh, see, yeah. Isn't that awesome? So I think that should be something that's appealing to anybody who's listening. So she's also a writer contributor to many of the industry publications, especially for Body Shop Business. And she's also the host of her own podcast, the Body Banging Podcast, and she discusses all things body shop related and leaves a lot of tangible ideas for her listeners to take back to the shop. So I'm really excited to have Mickey on. Mickey, welcome to Your Business, Your Life.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Matt. I'm excited.
Oh, that's cool. Well, did I get everything right in your bio, or is there something I missed?
No,
I did miss something. And so, and this is breaking news out.
Yes.
So Mickey was also nominated, and she was one of the most influential women in the collision industry award. So, that's awesome, Mickey. You know, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited. Very honored to have received that reward.
Well, that's good. And, you know, it's funny as I'm growing in this business and, you know, making a lot of different contacts, everybody speaks highly of Mickey. They say she's, you know, she's one of the people that I needed to meet. And so I'm really excited to have her on. So
thank you. That's really sweet. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. So Mickey, let's just kind of start out, give a little bit of background. You know, I think one of the biggest attributes that you bring to your clients in the collision industry is the fact that you've been a shop owner. And so I was kind of interested to know, like, how did you become a shop owner and then transition into marketing?
Yeah. So I became a shop owner. I was actually loved business. I was always a lover of business and business operations, but I knew nothing about the collision industry. And it was actually my ex-husband managed a body shop out in Van Nuys. And at the time, the owner was thinking about selling, and Caliber had come and made offers on the shop. And so my ex-husband came home and said, you know, hey, I think I'm going to lose my job, because they usually fire the managers when they come in. And I said, well, what if we just buy it? And he was like, okay. Right, and I said, listen, I got some money from some other business things I've done. I'll buy it. You can run the front end. You can still manage it. And I'll do the more with the typical ownership duties, which is wear 15 million hats. And I knew nothing about collision. And so it was a total crash course, literally, in so many ways. And we went for it. You know, it was like, why not? What do you have to lose? I always go big or go home. Got into it. And when I got into it, I knew some basic business principles, but did not know a single thing about collision, except for the stories I would hear when he would come home and tell me about things. Right. So I started attending every conference possible, got some great mentors in the industry and that are still good friends to this day, and just really threw myself in and learned as much as I could about the collision industry. And I learned so much. I failed a lot, but I failed forward. And I used it to learn and do better. And then when the recession hit, which I think is really appropriate, and I think we'll talk about it in this podcast, but when the recession hit, I lost my shop. I had only owned it for about 3 years, but I didn't have the bandwidth to be able to keep it going and have the cash flow.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. And so a local shop wanted to buy me out, but he couldn't. My property manager wouldn't work with him and lower the rent. So I was unable to sell. I would have sold, but the property manager was so unreasonable, he refused to reduce the rent, and it was ridiculous. And we were in a recession. Yeah. So couldn't sell it. So that shop owner said, well, I will hire you. Can you come and just do marketing for me? And I was like, that's really tempting, because now marketing is my favorite hat, and that would be the only hat I would have to wear.
Exactly.
So then I started doing marketing for him, marketed there for about 5 years. We increased the shop sales from when I first started around $500,000-$600,000 up to $750,000 a month.
Wow.
And not just because of me, obviously we had a great team. And I really, through doing that, started to get the attention of other local shops, because I was still going to conferences and conventions, talking with people. So when the owner there passed away, I went independent and just started doing marketing for shops. And now I market for shops across the United States and into Canada.
Wow. It's just a fabulous story. And I just, there's so many of those where people like jump into a business and they like have no idea, and you're kind of, it's trial by fire. But sometimes I think that's a better way of doing it. It's painful, but you get so much more out of it. And you made a comment about, failing. And I think when you can define failure as when I don't learn from experience, it kind of transforms your world and kind of transforms your mindset, and you're willing to take those risks that most people won't take.
Yeah. And it put me in a position that allowed me to ask questions that people in the industry weren't asking, because they had always done things a certain way.
Right.
Where I came in with a fresh set of eyes, and it was like, and I still, even today, do marketing. I just am an inquisitive person. Well, why do you do that? Well, why do you do that? Okay. And how are you choosing when you do that? So it was like those types of questions. And it was like, well, what do you mean why? Cause we've always done it this way.
And that's what I was just going to say. Is that what was the answer? Right. So,
yes. And so it really, I shaped other people's opinions when I was talking with other shop owners. Okay. Well, why do you do it that way? It forced them to kind of have to go back to the drawing board themselves and really reevaluate why.
Right.
And we've seen a big shift through the course of my last 15 years of shop owners changing, and not because, I'm so great and I asked the question why, but I think a lot of people were forced to ask themselves why. Why are we not changing? Why are we not doing different?
Well, exactly. I mean, just as fast as the industry's changing, shop owners are going to have to adapt. And, it's funny. I mean, some of my clients, they still do the traditional stuff, billboards, newspaper ads, those type of things. And they're good, but there's more effective ways of doing it. And I think especially as this industry starts to get more specialized, I'm sure, you have different strategies that can help that shop owner to really narrow their focus. It's not just about doing every car that's out there, but finding that specific niche and then how do we market to that?
Yeah. And every shop has different needs, and they're in a different area. So where they're at is different. Their demographic is different. What their goals for their shop are different. So it's really finding out, like you said, there were the old, there's the old school of, like you said, billboards, radio, TV, just like the few things that they used to do.
Right.
Marketing has come such a long way, and it's exciting now. It's exciting to be able to show people analytics that we never had access to before.
Right.
And it's just wonderful, because marketing, and there is still a degree to it, but it's blurry. Like, what is the return on the investment there? I don't know exactly. We're now using some of the marketing techniques that we use everything that I do is data driven. Now I need feedback from the shop because I can show you an Excel sheet going, oh, you're doing great. But if you're feeling nothing, that means nothing. So it's important that I'm connecting, getting that feedback. But now where we're at with marketing, it's not the guessing game like it used to be, to the same level that it used to be, which is great. And clients love it because now they can see the return. What are their dollars actually doing for them?
Right. And so for those shop owners that are maybe they're either unfamiliar or uncomfortable with marketing their business, or they're just kind of stuck in those traditional ways, how do you help to move them into some of the more effective and modern strategies that are out there?
Yeah. So first is the conversation to figure out. It's nice. I can always talk at somebody, but I first want to hear what they're thinking. What are their perceptions?
Right.
Because your perception and your perspective is your reality. So I need to know what reality they are living in so that I can kind of meet them there and maybe shed some light on just a different perspective for them to start considering some things that they hadn't considered before. Right. So, you know, if they're used to doing things, you know, maybe we'll call like old school, that's fine. So then I will ask them the questions because maybe that is what's best for them. But let's find out. Let's get into it. Let's ask some questions and figure that out. But there are also very new ways that we're doing marketing that if when I have the opportunity can present to them and show them examples of what's happening, it's like I can, if I can see them in person or virtually, it's like I can literally see their mind go, oh, because it just wasn't even on the radar before. They exactly. just had never even thought about it because they were just used to kind of seeing what they had seen.
Right. What's the old saying? Pigs don't know pigs stink.
Yeah. I like it.
but it's true. I mean, a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. And we have to sometimes have those people. And I think that's why it's important to get out there, to read publications, to get out to conferences and really kind of expand our mindset. You know, we can get stuck in this, like, you know, with blinders on and miss kind of the bigger world that's out there.
Totally.
I think what's interesting is, and I see this in the collision industry, as I see it in my own industry of financial services, is that as we broaden our vision, we start to narrow our focus. Mm. And I don't know, is that something that you're encountering there in the collision industry?
Yeah, to some extent, because as it helps you to be using kind of your analogy there, it helps you to be more laser-like focused to be most effective, because then you're able to, you know, if we're like looking at a football field, we could just look at the players and maybe like five players and what are those guys doing? And then, you know, it's a different picture versus being up in the stands and seeing the whole field and what all of the players are doing. Right. Now we can create a strategy that's very laser-like focus that helps us to get the biggest bang for our buck. And that's the way that I like to approach marketing is, you know, let's go for the low-hanging fruit, I like to call it. And let's be strategic here rather than trying to be everywhere all at once. And then you're not really effective anywhere.
Right.
Let's be really strategic and let's get you return on your investment. And it's kind of like the snowball effect. And then the more money you get back from that return that you invested. And I say invested because I like for my owners to think of it as versus an expense as an investment.
That's right.
And that's a big shift right there. You're very familiar with investments, Matt.
Exactly. And it's true. I mean, you got to invest in yourself and in your business. And it's something I tell even my peers. A lot of times they start to do some of these marketing things, whether it's social media, podcasting, whatever it is. And after 6 months they're going, well, I haven't gotten a new client out of it. I'm stopping. And I'm like, these are like, you know, these take time.
That's right.
You're building awareness.
That's right. So. Yeah. There is benefit. And sometimes the benefit isn't visual. It's not, it's not tangible right away. And so it can be frustrating. And that's why I purposely, especially having been a shop owner, I know how it is to want to see results yesterday. I get it. You know, I still am that way. So I like to go about marketing as where are we going to get the biggest bang for our buck right away? Let's get some wins. Let's get some base hits before we go hit those home runs. That's the way I like to flow with it.
No, that makes complete sense. And you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of shop owners, we talked about this off air, you know, they spend an enormous amount of money getting certifications for their shops and their techs, yet they don't know how to best position themselves with those certifications. And I wanted to say, can you explain this phenomenon and how you address it with your clients?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I just had a call the other day with somebody. So they said, well, we just spent almost $500,000 on this super high-end certification. They were starting out with nothing. They went, right. I mean, they went high, quick, spent a ton of money. So now we just spent all this money. So we don't want to spend any on marketing. And I thought, hold on a second. So here's the thought. Okay, let's think about this practically. So you're investing all this money to get a certification so that you can be capable of repairing these vehicles, purchasing these parts to get a return. There's a reason why you put that money out, because you feel like you're going to recoup it at some point in time and then make even more money. So then let's take it a step further. Now, don't you think you need to market that certification to let people know you're certified so that you can recoup that money as fast as humanly possible? Why would you want that to be slow? If it was me and I spent $50,000 on a certification, I'd want to see that as fast as possible back in my pocket. Exactly. Otherwise, it is an expense. If you're not able to get a return on it, then it is an expense. And right. We don't want it to be that way. So you understood the investment of the certification, but along with that, understand the investment of marketing that certification so that you can actually see the return on it.
Right. And, you know, I think the consumer needs to know why that certification is important.
100%.
You know, most consumers don't have any idea. I mean, we kind of drive our cars around and you know, we're not even sure how they operate, but we know that if I, you know, put the key in or push the button, it's going to start. And if I hit the gas, it's going to accelerate. But, you know, we just kind of go on blind faith. And then, you know, when it comes to, you know, we're in a wreck and have to take the car to the shop, what difference does it make if they've got this certification or that certification, or, you know, they're certified by the OEM for my specific model? You know, right. We might just be going to the insurance company, and the insurance company goes, oh, so-and-so is the approved shop, and just, okay, I'm going to send it there.
Yeah.
And I think, would you agree that shop owners are missing opportunities with that?
Absolutely. Well, and when I say marketing, a lot of people think marketing and they think money.
Yeah.
And that's why there's this big pushback with marketing. There's a lot of ways that you can market and not spend any money. Number one, education. You can educate your customers or your guests right in the drive for free. You're going to be talking with them anyway. You can educate them when they call on the phone. Oh, hi, Ms. Smith. Your Ford F-150 just got into an accident. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You okay? All right, great. Well, just so you know, we are Ford certified. That means that we have specific Ford tools. Our technicians have had specific Ford training just for your vehicle. So we are specialists in your vehicle. Let me go ahead and get, you know, your information. Let's get you an appointment to come on in. I mean, it's free. You're talking to them anyway. There's, right. That is marketing. Education is marketing. It's just a different way of marketing, but it's marketing. It's putting yourself out there to bring people to you and letting them know your story. So yeah, I think absolutely. Education is, yeah, the tip top of all of it is educating with this certification thing. Because like you said, nobody knows. It's a car. Fix my car. I don't, you know, people that are Tesla owners, they typically know they need a specific kind of shop. They already know because they have a very different type of vehicle, right. Or maybe like a Porsche owner or something that, you know, that's very high end, but the average person has no idea. Even what's funny is service writers at dealerships don't even know the difference between a certified body shop and a non-certified body shop most times.
Wow.
So if a service writer in a dealership doesn't know, how do you think your guest is going to know? They're not. Chances are they're not. So it's our job on the collision industry side to start educating.
I think that's fascinating. You know, I had a guest on, Clay Hoberreich, who's a shop owner in Wichita, and he's big on educating the customers on what their rights are with the insurance companies and helping to fight them on that. I think it's a similar sort of thing. You know, because like I said, most of us, we just kind of like, we file the claim, we, you know, the insurance company says, okay, take it to this shop, and we just kind of send it, and we have no idea. I mean, we don't know if they're using, you know, OEM parts, or is it aftermarket, or is it salvage,
right?
Any of that stuff. And I think, you know, one of the big challenges is there's some shops that just follow whatever the insurance company does, but then there's others that look at the quality of work and say, look, you know, Mr. Consumer, you know, you have these rights, and we'll help you to fight to get what you deserve. Because if we don't follow the OEM specifications, now you got a safety issue.
Right. Right. So. Yep. Yeah. Education is, and we, as body shop people, really in any role, we have a very interesting opportunity being the connect at the shop. And we are able to create a relationship with people, and it becomes a trusted relationship. So I think part of the education versus being like salesy is doing it from a genuine place of concern and care of, you know, I want to share this with you so that you know, and you can be now better equipped and make better informed decisions. Now people don't look at you as like, oh, the guy I dropped my car off to at the body shop. Now it's like, Matt, that I dropped the car off at the body shop. And this is what he shared with me, because now there's a connection. Now there's some trust being built and a relationship being built. So it's not just a salesy, gimmicky thing, even though a lot of estimators, writers will hesitate to say it because they feel like they're just being salesy. No, I challenge everybody to look at it as an opportunity to build a relationship with that person. Because when you have a relationship, you share things and you want the best for that person versus trying to sell somebody on something. Total shift of perspective, but you know, same information, but how are you going to present it?
Oh, exactly. You know, and again, I think, you know, most shop owners usually grew up in the business. They grew up as technicians. They're excellent at that. But, you know, when it comes to the business owner end, or even just, you know, the sales and marketing end, they don't have the skill set. And I think that's why there's a benefit to hiring a firm like yours to help guide them and help to lead them on, you know, on this path. So,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we taught, there's a lot of new marketing tools out there, and I know you utilize a lot of them, and things like Google Ads and geofencing. And I want you to explain to the audience what these are and how you use them for your clients. Cause I think this is a game changer, to be honest with you.
Yeah. This is really when I got the most excited about my job, was when I realized the power of Google Ads and geofencing. Google Ads in general, but also specific for marketing your certifications. I thought, now this is a game changer. And I, myself and my team, we used COVID to really, just like a lot of shop owners and business owners, to be better. And these are two areas that we really dove into and thought, how can we see these shops spending all this money, how can we help them get a return on their investment? How can we do it as quickly as possible? And these are two ways that came up in Google Ads specifically. We see massive return, and it allows it the way that Google Ads works. And I won't Google Ads. We could have a whole conversation just about Google Ads, but you know, if somebody searches just first and foremost, you know, auto body shop in your area or body shop using some keywords, when you do Google Ads, you're paying for Google to pop your ad placement right up to the top of the page. And our goal is to be top of the page or in the top, what we call like map listings. That's ideal. And we can do that now specifically using certification terms. And I have somebody on staff that used to work with Google. And so we have a great way, because typically in Google Ads, you can't use the name of a manufacturer in your Google Ads.
Right.
So how do we still, and that's what we worked on, is how do we use Google Ads to be able to push out for certifications without being able to use words,
right?
These specific words, how do we do it? So we see great traction. I mean, you know, 50 to 100 calls a month just for people looking for Audi, Porsche, Subaru, Tesla. Calls a month, up to 150, depending on your area and how much traction you have there. We've got people, you know, clicking to get directions to go to you based off of these ads. Mm-hmm. We see huge, huge numbers that we can track on the back end. But what's the most important for me is I talk with my shops and they feel it. in their shops, the increase of phone calls, the increase of estimates. And we have also been able to utilize similar techniques using geofencing. And geofencing is not new, but it's newer to the collision industry. It's been around for a long time. Right. The way that body shops, we do in a body shop, is we create a electronic fence around the perimeter of your competitors, really.
Okay.
And the second somebody's phone traverses over that electronic fence, it pings them like, ooh, we can send them an ad now. So when they're in an app on their phone, one of your ads will pop up on their phone mm-hmm. as they're playing around with it. So potentially they could be sitting in your biggest competitor's waiting area, waiting for an estimate, go play a game on their phone and boop, your ad pops up and you're down the way, but they're in the other shop's waiting area.
Right.
So we see great traction because a lot of people are unsure. They're not happy with the estimate experience. They're not sure they need to go back and talk with their spouse. They want to think how much, you know, do we want to spend money? Do we want to run this through insurance? I don't know. And we can then track that phone because we also put an electronic fence around your shop. So let's say it's Matt's Auto Body. So we right. can track where that person went over the electronic fence at your competitor and then when it pops back over to your shop. So we know that we are getting X number of vehicles in your drive because it traverses over that electronic fence and then where they came from.
Wow.
So it's incredible. And there's more to it than that, but that's an overview of what that looks like. And shops love it. Absolutely love it. And we can track actual vehicles to your drive. And that's where I can say a minimum of 5 a week. In some areas, we have much more than that. So it's really incredible to see it, but then for the shops to feel it. That's what's most important.
Exactly. To put it in perspective, and I know the shop owners are going to understand this, but so an additional car, what is the average GP on a vehicle going through a shop? Just, and again, it's going to vary. I'm sure
you know, it varies. And we usually say like an average job is like around $2,500.
Okay.
That's usually what we kind of base it off of. So right. if your average repair job is $2,500.
Right. So with
you're going to pay for it within 2 jobs.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. With 5 additional vehicles, you've already paid for yourself and you're adding to the bottom line. You're already paid
exactly.
for the marketing, which is really phenomenal.
Exactly.
And I was at the Northeast 2022. I was at, I met a shop owner. He was doing this geofencing and he actually brought it up and he was raving about this. He goes, oh, it's amazing. You know, I got these, you know, these ads are popping up and, you know, and then, you know, and people are coming in because they were at this shop and they saw my ad and now came in. It's really phenomenal. I mean, and this was even before we talked, I'd heard this.
Right. It's incredible. And not many people are doing it in the collision industry. I only know one. Well, I know a couple others, but I know one other business that does it well. And I feel that we do it well, right. of course, but it is newer, but the shops that do it love it. And we've got to make sure it's the right fit for you because not every marketing tool I have in my belt is what's best for you.
Right.
And sometimes like geofencing for a client in a very small rural area is going to be very different and yield yes. very different results than my client like in downtown LA, where there's a ton of traffic, a ton of occupants and a ton of competitors to pull from. Right?
Right.
So maybe it's not best for my little shop out in little downtown, you know, out in some little rural area of Pennsylvania. Maybe geofencing isn't best for them. Maybe
right.
Google Ads is best. Maybe it's a mixture of a few things. So that's why every client is very different. It's what do you need? Where are you located? How many people are in your area? What type of competition do you have? And then I create a strategy for them and a mix of things of what I think is best in a phased plan to
right.
get you to wherever it is that you want to go versus a lot of marketing companies that are like, let's just sign you up. And you know, you're just another number and you're signed up and it's forgotten about.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not the way, that's not the way I do business.
Yeah. And I will forewarn anybody. I mean, I had that experience. I had a marketing firm. It was basically, they charged me a flat fee and all of a sudden I wasn't getting anything. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't getting any data. I didn't, you know, they weren't producing the stuff that I thought they was going to be producing. There was all kinds of miscommunications.
Right.
And when I moved to the company that I'm working with now, all of a sudden it's like, okay, we've got a plan. I see the plan. We talk every month. We
yeah.
run through the numbers. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're going to do. And I know that's exactly what you do too.
Yeah.
So it's very hands-on and you can also tweak the marketing as you're seeing what's being affected.
That's right. And that's what's most important. That's why the set it and forget it doesn't work. So if you, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't want to do Google Ads with you because you cost X amount of dollars. I can go do it with this person and, you know, this company and do it for a fraction of the cost. Well, y'all should know better.
Right.
If you're going to go get an estimate from a shop that chart, you know, your estimate for that customer was 17,000, but they say they're going to take it to Big Al's down the road and it's going to be 3,000. What do you think you're going to get for that? So same type of thing, because the set it, forget it doesn't work. It has to be a constant manipulation on our end. It's constantly working on it and adjusting. And there's so much that goes into it. So,
oh yeah. You know, and again, I can say, speak from experience. And when I first saw the numbers, I kind of went, ooh, best investment I ever made. And I'm sure that any shop owner that's hiring you, take the plunge and try it out, because I know you're getting the results there, or you wouldn't have the success that you're having. So.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So, you know, one thing I wanted to touch on, Matt, is, so many shops that I hear when they talk about marketing, they say, well, I don't need to market. We are slammed. Like, we're so busy.
Oh yeah.
And that is a huge red flag that I'm seeing right now, because they're under the assumption, and I would love for everybody to listen to this right now. You all are under the assumption, or maybe not you all, but a lot of you are under the assumption that things are going to continue to stay as busy as they are right now forever. And that's not the case. I mean, look what just happened with COVID. They were like, oh, I'm busy enough. I don't need to market. You know, I only had one client out of all my clients drop off when COVID hit. And it's because they had already had so much traction and they saw the return there that they kept going.
Right.
Other shops cut in every way possible because they didn't know what to do. There was no strategy, no plan in place, and they shut it all down.
Right.
Probably very little cash flow also. And I look back and I look at now, and you're a finance guy, so you understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look around, look at the high rate of inflation that we're going through.
Oh, yeah.
You see gas prices going up. If you, Body Shop World, think this isn't going to affect us, you're in for a rude awakening. And the time to market, the best time to market is when you're doing well, because you're setting yourself up for success for down the road, because it's not always going to be rainbows and unicorns. And I am not one to preach doom and gloom. I am a very positive person, but I also think we need a little reality check right now. I am concerned. I saw a few posts yesterday. I'm in a few Facebook groups, and I was like, are these people kidding me right now? Like, I was upset because I thought, you guys are setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Just turning a blind eye because you're so busy right now.
Exactly.
I don't know if you see it with your clients of not being prepared for the future because they're like, oh, things are so wonderful right now. It's like, what? Yeah, like, it's always going to be like this.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, and it's funny because I can relate with markets when, you know, we ran 12 years of bull markets and, you know, we're getting, you know, 10, 15, 20% returns. And all of a sudden we're seeing this downshift. But you know what, one thing that I've done, and I know you probably act in the same way, is being proactive with a lot of
these
things. And I've told my clients, look, things aren't always going to be this way.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why we just keep doing the things that we need to be doing consistently.
Yes.
And the clients that embrace that are all in a great position. The ones that don't, they're struggling. And it's like, they're now starting to see, uh-oh, I should have listened back here.
Yeah. And you do not want to start, you can start marketing at any time.
Right.
But ideally, you don't want to start. It's like, you don't want to start off a race flat-footed and not warmed up. You don't want to start marketing when you have to start marketing, because now you're in a place of, I have to get cars in the door. And if something doesn't happen right now, but you know, with marketing, it definitely, there's a ramp up period. Start all that now, get a steady flow of business, figure out your policy, you know, your practices, schedule people. I know you have a heavy flow of traffic in your shop. Manage that appropriately, do marketing, start getting comfortable with marketing so that when things drop off, you get to stay steady where everybody else panics. And then they're calling me like, oh, help me, let's do marketing right now. Okay, of course I can help you, but you would have been a lot better off if you would have made that investment a few months, 6 months, a year ago, whenever. I mean, really. And I saw it during COVID. I picked up clients in COVID because they were like in a panic.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, I can help you now. You know how hard it's going to be to get you a customer now versus when things were going well. Okay.
Exactly. I tell a story and it's related to sales. And I remember this was years and years ago. I was in commission sales. I was selling welding alloys to maintenance departments, machine shops, and basically anybody who did very specialized welding. And one thing that I learned was all of a sudden I'd be working hard. And it's like, I didn't see any results. And I go about 90 days and finally I'm like, oh, is this even worth it? And then all of a sudden it was like money started coming in. And I'd be like, oh, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, after about 90 more days, it'd start tapering off. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get back to work. And I get back, for nine, and everything trailed 90 days.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the lesson that you're trying, that you're teaching here is that, you know, start now because there is a bit of a ramp up, but you know, again, then you've got to maintain it. You can't go through, you know, all of a sudden now we've got success. We don't have to do anything. Because you got to maintain this. You got to keep the momentum going.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Better to start the race when you've already been jogging and you warmed up a little bit, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, I'm with you.
Well, you know, Mickey, we could go on and on. I love talking about marketing. And, you know, one of the reasons I like to have people like you on this program is, again, even though I'm a financial guy, I need to help these shop owners to understand how they need to progress their businesses too, especially, you know, my niche is with those shops that want to, you know, create a family legacy and pass it on to the next generation and create generational wealth. Well, the industry is changing and we've got to learn how to change. So I think you're a really valuable resource out there to those owners that are progressive enough and say, look, I want to create something bigger. I want to create something that can last multiple generations of my family and create this generational wealth. So, if an owner like that would want to hire you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you or to engage you?
Yeah, they can email me, Mickey@MickeyWoodsMarketing.com. They can also go to my website. You can even book an appointment to get on my calendar if you're interested, and we can have a consultation call. And that's MickeyWoods.com, or you can go to CollisionCenterMarketing.com. Either or, you know, you can put my phone number down in the description. I'm available. I'm around. I'm on social media. So whatever is easiest for you, I am there. Right. And I am always willing to talk to shops. I have shops that call me just because they want to chit chat and they're interested and they may or may not want to move forward, or they're doing some marketing with another company and they're not quite sure if they're doing what's best for them.
Right.
So I field all kinds of phone calls. I have a heart to help. So I'm always open to talking with shop owners, managers, whatever it is. I do coaching as well. So if people are interested in that, you know, I'm here. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
That's great. We're going to have that all in the show notes. And also check out her podcast, the Body Banging Podcast.
Yes.
It's available on all major podcast channels, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, correct?
Correct. Yep. I'm there.
So check that out too. So, so Mickey, I want to thank you for being on. This is just fat. Like I said, we could just go on this.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for coming. Last thanks always goes to the audience. Thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, please click the subscribe button below. That way, when a new episode's come out, it'll download right to your device and makes it very easy for you to share with your families and friends. Also, if you like the podcast, you like the content that we have on, you love our guests like Mickey, please give us a 5-star review. That way we move up on the charts and can get out to more people. So, you know, with that, again, I want to thank you all for everybody here at High Lift Financial. And let's make today your best day, and let's make every day your best day. So take care and God bless.
Bye.
Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of High Lift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA High Lift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.